AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he did the right thing.
Thank goodness we sent out some wonderful National Guard. They've really helped, and a lot of problems they were having out there. They were afraid to do anything.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the state's sovereignty was trampled by President Trump when he called in the National Guard to assist in containing anti-immigration protesters in Los Angeles. Bonta is suing.
Trump and Hegseth jumped from zero to 60, bypassing law enforcement expertise and evaluation. They threw caution to the wind and sidelined strategy in an unnecessary and inflammatory escalation that only further spurred unrest.
Earlier at the White House, the president was asked if Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Tom Homan should arrest California Governor Gavin Newsom.
I would do it if I were Tom. I think it's great. Gavin likes the publicity, but I think it would be a great thing. He's done a terrible job.
Homan said earlier, no one is above the law. President Trump's new ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens from a dozen countries took effect with relative calm. Some travelers with valid visas reported extra scrutiny at American airports before being allowed entry. Roland Bastian is a U.S. citizen who just arrived in Miami from Haiti.
It's good one way because, I mean, the way we have all those gangs in Haiti, you know, they want the government to take responsibility to make sure, you know, they govern properly.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg arrived at port in Israel hours after Israeli forces boarded the Gaza-bound aid boat that she was traveling on with other activists and detained them. A judge in New York is dismissing the lawsuit filed by actor and director Justin Baldoni against his It Ends With Us co-star Blake Lively after she sued him for sexual harassment and retaliation. This is AP News. Several hundred employees at the National Institutes of Health have sent a critical letter to Director Jay Bhattacharya, President Trump's pick for the job. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The Bethesda Declaration challenges policies they say undermine the NIH mission, waste public resources, and Americans' health.
You get another job, but you cannot get another soul.
Program Officer Jenna Norton is one of the many signers.
Every day I go into the office and I wonder what ethical boundary I'm going to be asked to violate, what probably illegal action am I going to be asked to take.
Bhattacharya says the letter has fundamental misconceptions about the policy directions NIH has taken. The White House says NIH cuts and other measures are restoring the gold standard of science instead of pursuing ideological activism. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.